Welcome to episode two of the brand new series of Robinson Ralph's The Lonely Listener.
Or aka Having a Natter.
Having a Natter. So don't be lonely. We're your friends.
Yeah. So we're actually recording this in advance of the week of it's
we are, yeah.
being put out there.
It's publication,
aren't we? Really? Because I'm off away next week to Prague.
Yes.
I believe it.
Prague, having fun with friends.
Well, family.
And family. Yeah. Family. Also disappointed. And I'll be doing a training session by myself because...
Oh. Not completely by yourself. Asifa's going to...
She's going day one.
You, isn't she? Day one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so day two will be by yourself.
And she's not coming out with me for a curry out of the night because of family commitments.
Selfish.
It is selfish, isn't it?
Yeah.
So,
but you will still get a curry. That's the one saving grace there. Every night, I can't remember a time we haven't had a curry when we've been away delivering training.
Yeah, we always have a curry. It's a thing we do.
It's not always the same curry every evening. And of course, often it's a different curry restaurant because we're in different places. We were in Newcastle recently. There was an excellent one there. Can't remember what it's called. So, I mean,
we're back there soon, aren't we? So,
yeah, we can update you. But, I mean, if you are listening to this, I mean, one at all, question your life choices.
Yeah.
But two, if you're listening to it for restaurant recommendations, then you've got the wrong category.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, the one in Newcastle, we went to Akbar, which was good, obviously.
Yeah, and then, all right.
Yeah. Well, I think it was really good. And then we went to
the other one.
The other one was really good. The other one was like a house in the centre of town.
Yeah.
I hope that helps you track your time.
It was in a building.
It was in a building.
In the centre of
and
Newcastle.
And there was loads of people eating.
Not far from the train station.
Do you know what? I'm genuinely salivating at the thought of it. It was so good. Yeah. That might have been my favourite curry, actually.
If you hear sort of dribbling, listeners, dear listeners, then it is Simon Robinson thinking about curry.
I mean, that is. I would love to say that's not true, but that is the sad truth of it.
Yeah.
I'm not even that ashamed of it, if I'm honest.
No, fair enough. So what case are we talking about today?
We're talking about Ms. Ladd, the Lilyhead Dental Practice Sales Limited. Now, I should say to you, Dave, it was held over a number of days, 6 days in real life and then 2 days in chambers. And there's a lot to it. There is 254 paragraphs. There's a lot of issues. I think the issue that we're going to concentrate on today, unless I'm very much mistaken, Mr. S., is about an exclusion from a WhatsApp group. Is that
indeed?
Accord? Yeah,
we are, aren't we?
Yeah.
And again, to save time, we'll just be reading out every other word
again. I think by way of example, the claimant has taken two periods of maternity leave. We'll be shortening that to "the has two of leave."
Yeah. So fill in the gaps.
Yeah. Some work.
If you're not bright enough to do that, then
you shouldn't be listening.
What are you even doing? Yeah.
Listening to this podcast. I'm embarrassed for you.
I'm so ashamed.
Yeah, exactly. but not for that reason.
Yeah, it's the dribble on my trousers. It's not my own.
I was going to say, that's not my dribble. if you take nothing else away from this podcast, and you won't.
Judgment.
Banter over.
The claims that were upheld were in relation to pregnancy and maternity discrimination and victimisation. The claimant had taken two periods of maternity leave whilst working for the respondent. For the first pregnancy, she took maternity leave from the 18th of January to the 2021 to the 14th of March 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the second pregnancy, it's from the 21st of June 2022 to date. Now, the victimization claim, of course, entails a protected act.
Mm-hmm.
And it was accepted by the respondent that she had done a protected act and that she'd done so by bringing an employment tribunal claim in relation to race and pregnancy stroke maternity discrimination on the 16th of November 2022.
Do you remember
shortly
that
after the second pregnancy?
Just on that point, Dave, do you remember how we see the client and the client said to us, she said, "I'm not fat, I'm just heavily pregnant." Do you remember? It was a lovely moment.
It was, yeah.
And you turned to me and went, "What's your excuse?"
I do remember that very well.
Yeah.
There were certain moments in my life of which I'm particularly proud.
Yeah.
And that is one.
And do you remember not just you or her, but the entire room laughed and you loved it.
Yeah.
I just came back to me there.
Yeah, just
I don't dwell on it.
No, no. I mean, I'm just intrigued. Is that going in the book of injustices?
No,
No, okay, it's not
No,
quite that bad.
it's not quite up. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm not, yeah, I mean, I'm not
Oh, not on the tour of injustice, if you're in London, wasn't it?
the tour
That's
bus of injustice,
so, yeah, we're going to do a bus tour
was
around London in particular of sort of various stop-offs
Where I've been
where,
slighted.
yeah, Mr. Roberts has been, suffered injustices.
Slighted or inconvenienced. But Dave's kindly upgraded to injustice so it doesn't make me sound hateful.
So the claimant was a sales negotiator. She'd been employed by 6th of October 2018, and certainly by the time of the judgment remained employed. The respondent was a small dental brokers company with about 10 employees. I don't think that means they broke teeth
No, well, that would be the
for
opposite of what you'd expect a dentist to do.
some sort of
Yeah,
insurance
dentists very much aim
product.
to fix teeth, although they do remove teeth, I've heard.
Yes, definitely.
I wouldn't know because I've got excellent dental hygiene.
Right. That's good to know.
Thanks.
That is good to know. Does Juliet brush your teeth for you
She does.
in the evening
Well,
and in the morning?
I can't brush them because my mittens don't give me
The
grip on the thing. The
so
tooth stick.
the claimant's removal from the WhatsApp group
Yeah.
chats was in April 2020, 2021, and then she requested to be rejoined
Yeah.
around April 2023. So there were actually lots of aspects to the claimant's claim. She complained about how she'd been treated. This was the only aspect of treatment that was upheld, but it will be, I think, one that's employers should take note of, because it is easy to forget about employees whilst they're off on maternity leave. It does happen.
Yeah. It shouldn't
It
happen.
shouldn't happen, but it does. It
Yeah.
does. And where it does, even where there's perhaps no malicious intent, well, there usually won't be malicious intent in a case such as this, it can still be unfavorable treatment because of maternity leave.
The only time I've been the victim of malicious forgetfulness was whenever you didn't buy me a birthday present. And that seems to be a recurring annual theme where you're kind of
I don't
joyful.
think it is a recurring thing. Did I forget to buy one last year, though? I don't think I did. I don't think I did. But what's coming up quite soon?
My
Your
birthday.
birthday,
By the time people listen to this, it will have happened,
it will have happened. So
but
that is, I
it's
mean,
exciting.
listeners, you've heard this
Yeah.
emotional manipulation live on air,
Let's see if it pays off. It won't. That's that spoiler, it won't. Yeah.
well, it won't then.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, so there.
oh yeah, say, all right. So he was gonna do something, but
Yeah,
because I've been emotionally
exactly.
manipulated him, he's
Send it
not.
back.
Yeah, send it back. Send the thing you've not bought
Yeah,
back.
send the bottle of Cristal champagne
Yeah,
back.
whatever. No one
Yeah.
believes you. Right. Get on with it.
So the work phone, the claimant had asked for access, and access was refused in 2020, July 2023. So what the tribunal said about that is that the only way she can access the WhatsApp group chat was from her work phone number. So she needed a replacement SIM card with either her existing number or a new work number, and preferably replacement work phone to do so. The tribunal saw an extract of that, which suggested the WhatsApp chat, which suggested that the claimant left on the 7th of June 2023. She said that her work phone was lost at this time, so she didn't access, she had no access to the group, and she did not remove herself. The tribunal accepted that evidence. The tribunal found that she didn't actually have access at the point in time at which she'd supposedly left the group. So I suppose that's just a lesson in evidence. Bear in mind, it will be quite difficult to question somebody's evidence about what they're saying happened, unless you were able to give direct contradictory evidence about what did, which, when somebody's sat at home on maternity leave, is going to be quite difficult. In any case, regardless of whether the claimant removed herself from the group WhatsApp chat or not, the tribunal said the impact of the respondent's refusal to grant her access to the phone, and therefore a work phone number, was that the claimant could not access the WhatsApp group chat from July onwards after she specifically requested it. They said that the evidence of the WhatsApp messages was that they had both a personal and work element to them. So, does that amount to unfavorable treatment? Does refusing her access to that group chat when she requested it amount to,
I know the answer.
yeah, which ones? So, Simon, what did the tribunal find in relation to whether this was unfavorable treatment?
By the way, I should say before I start, have you heard of Zip? that was me unzipping my glasses case. It was not Dave taking his trousers down.
Okay.
I wasn't really saying that for your benefit.
I do. Yeah, okay. I did know that already.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just I'm the only other person here. Who could you be? Who would you be talking to?
I don't know.
Weird.
Why do you think we're doing this? Okay. So picking up on what Dave just said some moments ago, the judgment said that we find that the respondent's actions which led to having no access to the WhatsApp group chat was less favorable treatment for the following reasons. There's an A and a B here. A, the claimant felt isolated from the respondent by being excluded from the WhatsApp group chat. She wanted to see at her own leisure details of work updates, social events, and the general chatter on the group and could not do so. And B, the claimant was prevented from accessing personal content on the WhatsApp group chat, such as pictures of her daughter, pictures of her and her hubby, and pictures of her husband holding her bump. We accept that this was upsetting for the claimant. The claimant, the tribunal said, suffered unfavorable treatment and a detriment by the response decision not to put her back on the group WhatsApp. They said that we find that those that are on mat leave and therefore likely to be away from the normal day-to-day interactions that they would have with colleagues are likely to feel isolated from their employer and their colleagues. For some employees, this isolation will be welcome, but for many others, it will not be.
Just put a jump in there.
Yeah.
Very much my isolation.
Yeah, that's why I was laughing.
If I could be more isolated from you, please.
Yeah, I was thinking you're the kind of character that would deliberately get pregnant just to stay away from me.
I would indeed.
For some employees, this isolation will be welcome. For others, it will not be. A team, you put me off and I read the same sentence again. I don't think they'll notice.
No, they won't.
A team or group WhatsApp chat is a way for those individuals to keep in touch with their colleagues on a personal and professional level and to keep up to date with what is going on in their organisation. This particularly so, whereas in this case, the group WhatsApp chat involves the sharing of personal news and info from colleagues as well as work news. And the tribunal recognised that individuals on mat leave can choose whether to engage in a WhatsApp group work chat or not, and it's possible to archive or silence the messages on a work WhatsApp chat. I'm going to have to learn how to silence them so I don't get your drivel coming through all the time.
Whatever.
If the individual does not want to engage in the chat, then that's their choice. But where the tribunal said a unilateral decision on the part of an employer to remove an individual on mat leave from a work group WhatsApp chat has the effect of isolating them from their colleagues and their organisation, we find that this is reasonably and objectively to be viewed as less favourable treatment for someone on mat leave and detrimental treatment. So having established that the claimant was placed at a detriment by the respondent refusing to provide her with a work phone or SIM card to enable her to access the group WhatsApp chat, the tribunal turned to look at the non-discriminatory reason advanced by the respondent for doing so, but found there was no credible non-discriminatory reason to explain why the claimant was not provided with a replacement SIM or work phone to enable her to access the group WhatsApp chat during her mat leave. So they said in the absence of such a non-discriminatory explanation, they uphold the claimant's discrimination claim.
Oh. They did. They did indeed. And the victimisation claim as well.
Yeah.
The victimisation claim, obviously, that's something that is relatively easily avoided. Don't treat people unfavourably because they've made allegations of discrimination. The respondent was found to have done so here. But yeah, with maternity leave, it's really important to communicate with people at the start of their maternity leave about what's going to happen with things like WhatsApp groups, being on email distribution lists. Does somebody want to be notified of, you know, the news when the Christmas party is, that sort of thing? Would they rather just have stuff on silent until they get back from maternity leave, subject to obviously keeping in touch days and so on that might be going on as part of the preparation to return, but have that recorded, have that set out in either an email or a file note. So if there is a dispute at a later stage, you've got evidence that what you were doing was in accordance with what had been agreed, because the tribunal said here, if it's a unilateral decision to exclude somebody, then that will be unfavourable treatment related to maternity leave, or because of maternity leave, rather.
Well, I hope they've learned. Certainly, I've learned lots today. I hope the people listening on the other end of this have learned, if not enjoyed, certainly learned from it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any risk that anybody's enjoyed this. I mean, I haven't.
No, God, I've hated every second of it, to be honest.
So best finish it as soon as possible then, I suppose.
Yeah, all right.
See you then. Bye.
See you then.